Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Craig Reynolds. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Louis Meadows. Batting eighth. The catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim DeShays. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim DeShays. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Keith Miller. Batting third. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Lyons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Aguilera. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rick Aguilera. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatcher moves to second. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Doran hits a line drive towards center. Wilson catches it and throws to second to double up Hatcher. 2 outs. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Teufel hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Miller. The throw from Biggio and he is out, Doran applying the tag. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Louis Meadows is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meadows hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli strikes out. 2 outs. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Biggio reaches second base with a double. Jim Deshays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deshays bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Biggio moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Biggio scores. Deshays moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons throws to Elster, and they have Deshays in a rundown. The throw to Miller, who applies the tag, and Deshays is out. 1 out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Hatcher moves to third. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 1 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher scores. Ramirez moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Astros. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Aguilera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aguilera hits a fly ball into left field. Meadows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Buddy Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Louis Meadows is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 1 in the game. Meadows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. 1 out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Meadows. The throw from Lyons and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bell scores. It's 3-1, Astros. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jim Deshays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deshays is 0 for 0 in the game. Deshays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller strikes out. 1 out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Astros. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatcher for the out. 1 out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Doran goes all the way around to score. Baz moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Astros. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Bell. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Bell steals second. Craig Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Deshays fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bez. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. 2 outs. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Rick Aguilera. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's 4-3, Astros. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Louis Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 2 in the game. Meadows hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Astros. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Biggio bunts towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Deshaies is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deshaies is 0 for 1 in the game. Deshaies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Astros. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. Teufel strikes out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Meadows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Baz. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Darryl Strawberry pinch hits for Kevin Elster. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Darryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Lyons moves to third. Darryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson pinch hits for Terry Leach. Juan Agosto now pitching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Meadows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Astros, 5, Mets, 5. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Keith Miller now playing shortstop. Kevin McReynolds now playing center field. Lee Mozzilli now playing left field. Daryl Strawberry now playing Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Louis Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Meadows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Meadows hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meadows for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Terry Poll pinch hits for Craig Biggio. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to third. Terry Poll batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Poll is hit by the pitch. Gerald Young pinch hits for Juan Augusto. Gerald Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino now catching. Larry Anderson now pitching. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Trevino and he is out, Doran applying the tag. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0-for-3 in the game. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter juggles the ball. That's an error on Carter. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-4 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McReynolds throws the ball into Teufel, who tags Reynolds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Louis Meadows is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Meadows is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Meadows hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mazzilli. Trevino reaches second base with a double. Meadows moves to third. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Larry Anderson. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meadows. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. McDowell moves to third. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Miller moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0-for-4 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Ramirez bunts between the mound and first base. McDowell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramirez for the out. Hatcher moves to second. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 5 in the game. Baz is walked intentionally. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatcher moves to third. Baz moves to second. Randy Myers now pitching. Glenn Davis pinch hits for Craig Reynolds. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Glenn Davis now playing first base. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 4 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mozzilli is 0 for 4 in the game. Mozzilli hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Louis Meadows is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meadows is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Meadows takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Meadows. The throw from Lyons and he is out, Miller applying the tag. 1 out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Trevino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trevino strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Meade's now pitching. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry strikes out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Randy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Mackey Sasser pinch hits for Randy Myers. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sasser hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 5. The Astros will come to bat. Gene Walter now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Lyons and he is safe. Hatcher steals second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Doran is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doran strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baz is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Baz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. It's 6-5, Astros. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up into left field. Meadows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0 for 5 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 5 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to third. Lenny Dykstra pinch runs for Gary Carter. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 5 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.